It's clear from the Gemara on Samachov and Aleph that the din of Tavuli Nasei that requires Shivanakiyim, the din of Dam Chimud, applies equally to a Gedola and a Ktana. It applies even to someone who never saw Dam before in her life. We're still concerned about the possibility of Dam Chimud. The Gemara doesn't explicitly say that it's true by Misalekas Damim also as far as a postmenopausal woman. It's a Ketana is a Misalekas Damim in the sense that she never ever saw Dam, and a Misalekas Damim is a postmenopausal woman. The standard Misalekas Damim is a postmenopausal woman who no longer sees Dam. So the Gemara is not beferish. It says Bein Gedola Bein Ktana. The Gemara is not beferish that it applies to a Misalekas Damim also, but that's clear in the Rishonim. The Ra'ah, for example, writes on Daf Vav Amid Aleph, in the Bedek Abayis, right, the Ra'ah's Bedek Abayis is his Hasagas on the Rashba Taras Abayis, which is printed in the margin of the Taras Abayis. So the Ra'ah writes over there, Daf Vav Amid Aleph, in the standard print, Lo Shna Ketana, Lo Shna Gedola, Lo Shna Zekena, Afo Gav de Misulek Estamim, that the din of Tavuli Nasei applies to a Misulek Estamim as well. So that's the situation where, as we noted last time from the Taras HaShlamim and others, in both situations of a woman getting married for the first time, this whole sugya of Dam Chimud is kind of academic because anyway she's a Nida and you have to count Shivanikim because she's a Nida. So the case in which this is more relevant, independent of Dam Nida or Dam Nida doesn't exist, is going to be by an older woman with a Misalekas Damim, where she's getting married now for the first time, not for the first time, where she has to be concerned about the din of Dam Chimud, even if she's a Misalekas Damim, and would have to go through Shivanikim. So that's where the relevant kulas of Siman Kufsani Beis take place. So let's say the shachs of kula that you could be makel to rely on a single bedika, even if normally we're machmir to have at least bedikas aleph zayin. So that wouldn't be relevant necessarily to a regular kala besula getting married, but it would be relevant to a Misalekas Damim, where there's no dam needed to be concerned about. Fine. Beis Yosef writes, at the end of the siman, he quotes from the Tashbetz's son, Reb Shlomo ben Tashbetz, that this then applies to Matzah Grushoso as well. That you're already married, and then you get divorced, and then you get remarried, the din of Dam Chimud Tavuli Nasei applies as well. So that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, the very last Se'if. Se'if Hei, Matzah Grushoso, Tzvito Leishev Shivanakim. This din of Shivanakim applies to a Matzah Grushoso as well. Rav Avadya points out, page Tav Ayin Dalid, volume 1, that the Tashbetz himself says this. The Beis Yosef quotes it from the Tashbetz's son, but Brak Kara Devua, the Tashbetz himself said it. Tashbetz writes, V'chein zekeino u'mavsi b'ushaso gamkein v'afilu haisa menika. So the din of Tavuli Nasek Tzvicha Leishiv Zayinakim applies to a older woman, a postmenopausal woman. It applies to a mavsi b'ushaso, even if the Masi Grushaso is also a Manika, even if she's also nursing. So that's, even if it's Tarti Latibusa, even though there's two reasons she shouldn't be seeing Dam. She shouldn't be seeing Dam, sorry, even if there are two reasons that we shouldn't be Choshesh for Dam Chima. Number one, she's a Meinekes. So a Meinekes is a type of Misalekas Damim. A Meinekes shouldn't expect to see Dam. And number two, Masi Grushaso, presumably there's a lower level of Chima than a regular situation. They're already married together, so to the extent that there is chimud, it's a lower level chimud than people getting married for the first time. Nevertheless, the din applies even in that case, even if you have a tarta l'tebusa, even if she's both a misulekas damim and it's masu grishaso, the din still applies of tavua linase. And the Torah HaShlamim points this out as well in Se'if Katan Tes, that even a masu grishaso who's a muberes, the din applies the same way. The Pitzkei Shuvah here, Sif Katan Ches, he quotes a Shaila from the Radbaz. Pitzkei Shuvah, Sif Katan Ches, quotes a Radbaz in Chelek Dalid Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Chelek Dalid Simen Reish Samach Gimel. The Radbaz addresses the following case. If you look at this citation here in the Pesach Shuva, Ayn Ravaz Kele Dal Simen Reish Samach Gimel Shakasav Ikalis Tabuke Im Gimesh Asachidei L'Kayim Shuvasa. So you divorce your wife because you took a shuva that you're going to divorce her. but you really have no interest in divorcing her. V'asa l'asira, and you know from the get-go that you're going to remarry her. V'hi yodas v'davar, and she also knows you're going to remarry her. Kevin de daito love, ein kan tvi akwal. V'hi ein amachmedes, adem alo chilke rabbanu. So do we say, no, here there's definitely no dam chimud, because there's never a point at which there is any doubt of their getting remarried. They committed from the onset that even though they're getting divorced, they're going through the motions, that's only because he took some kind of a shvua, but they really intend from the onset to get remarried, so there isn't reasonably any chimud. Or do we say, no, there's a little plug, even in this case, the din of tavuli nasei applies. Lest you think this never happens, someone was asking me a couple years ago about a case. It wasn't clear about the details even then. It didn't come through our Beis Din directly. But someone who was in the process of divorcing his wife for immigration reasons, somehow, or for tax reasons, or some legal consideration whereby it was advantageous to be divorced, but the intention from the onset was to get remarried as soon as they would get divorced. So this came up in the Gittin context, but I pointed out to the person who asked the question, you have to ask the Tavuli Nasei question also. It could be relevant, that's the Shaila of the Radbaz here. Does the din of Tavuli Nasei, Sichel Hamtin, Shivan Akiyim, apply to this kind of a case? So the Radbaz is skeptical as to whether we actually believe the woman. If the woman says that I always knew that he would remarry me, is she necessarily believed to say that? But assuming that she is, then he leaves out of the question as to what the din would be. Do we say there's a little plug, or do we exempt this case from the din of Dam Chiba?
He doesn't answer it?
He doesn't answer. He leaves out of the question. He's skeptical as to her ne'amanus, but he does assume that if you're able to establish definitively that everyone knew from the beginning that they would get remarried, that she doesn't have to wait. So in practice, he's skeptical as to whether the case exists in a provable fashion, but Ledina, he ends up being makel if the circumstances are convincing as such. Okay. Rav Avadia assumes, page Tuf Ayin Zayin, that the din of Dam Chimud also applies to a couple that is living together b'chuppah v'kiddushin, is living together chayi ishus without chuppah v'kiddushin. So you have secular Jews who didn't have a halachic wedding, and now they're coming to have a halachic wedding. Is there the din of Dam Chimud? Do you have to wait Shiva Nikiyam? So he bases himself on a Shiva Saradvaz, different Shiva Saradvaz, Chela Gimel, Simin Tuf Kuf Gimel. Shiva Saradvaz, Chela Gimel, Simin Tuf Kuf Gimel. Question was, Reuven had a relationship with a Penuya, and she got pregnant, and now they want to get married. Is there a din of Tavuli Nasei? Do you have to wait Shiva Nikiyam? Says the Radvaz, Hadavar Bara de Tzvicha Linnos, the Imanishi Mubaras, Lagarni Tanish Lugiliris. So, as far as Mubaras, that we already established, the Din of Tavulinos is a little plug, even by Mutsalakas Damin. And anyway, even if she's Mubaras, she might see Dam Balafach. If the Imanishi Kvar Hirigilabo, if you're going to tell me no, there's no Chashash Dam Chimba because they're already living together, Adarabba, Mehai Taima, Chayshinon, Shema Tira Dam Chimud. Nope. We're Dafka Choshish in that case. Maybe there will be Dam Chimud. Kevin Shehimaki Rosso, Mehar Harisbo, Vikar Fadavar Shetira Dam. Precisely because they have an existing relationship, there may be Chimud, there might even be more Chimud because they have that relationship, and therefore the din of Shiva Nikiyam applies. So based on that, Radvaz, Rav Avadya assumes that if you have a couple that's living together without chuppah v'kiddushin, there's going to be a din of dam chimur.
Why do we say that? Why do the Radvaz say more dam chimur in this case?
So he assumes that where there's already a relationship, so then now that you're going to get married to someone that you already have a relationship with, there's going to be more chimur, more desire to have a formal wedding.
So let's say not the case of Ravadia, where they're already married, but it's just not recognized according to halacha, or however you want to describe it. So they're already married, just like it's a reality that they want to have a religious wedding. So why is he applied in that case? More than
that's also
married,
right. So that's also a new taking it to a new level. Now there's going to be a halachic nisuin. That's what we discussed last time. The machlokes between the Chavestas and the Taz, why is it that by Tamar and Yehuda we weren't concerned about Shiva Nikiyam and Dam Chimud, right? So the Taz in the second Teretz says there's a difference between if there's immediate getting together or not. And the Chavestas says, no, that's not the Chilug. The Chilug is between Nisuin and Znus, right? According to the Chavis Das, if the difference is between Nisuin and Znus, the Chavis Das is saying that Dam Chimud is a concern by Nisuin, it's not a concern by Znus. So it's not the Chimud of Dia, it's the Chimud of Nisuin, and the Taz presumably argues. So if the Chimud is of Nisuin, so then once, even if they're civilly married, arguably there may not be a halachic Nisuin. Now that you're having a halachic Nisuin, that could create a new Chibud, or you could distinguish. You could distinguish between the Ravaz's case and the case where they're civilly married, because Lemaisa, there is a level of Nisuin already. But Rav Avadya, I don't think Rav Avadya distinguishes between where there's a civil marriage and where they're just living together. The way he says it, Ish v'isha shayu chilonim v'yuchayu b'yachad chay ishas, b'li chuppah v'kiddushin, v'achar kach avar aleim ruach tara v'chazir v'tshuva, v'resadim l'skatev v'chuppah v'kiddushin k'das Moshe v'shal. It sounds like he's talking even a case where they may have been civilly married, and now they're coming to get married v'chuppah v'kiddushin. But you're right, Michael, you could distinguish. He doesn't sound like he's distinguishing, yeah?
It's also interesting because there are certain halachic ramifications that we've seen, if they're living chai ishus, that they have certain statuses, even if they didn't have a chuppah v'kiddushin.
Correct.
So it is a chimney, and how many things are two or the same?
Really. Even if they're living, even if it's still civil marriage, they may, if they're living chai ishus, even without a civil marriage. But he's assuming, right? If they're living together chai ishus, even without a civil marriage, we should be mafker forget.
So
that could go either way. But Rav Avadya seems to be machmir in both cases. Rav Osner is mekel. Rabbi Willig assumes the Dabar Pashut that we're mekel on this. That if they're already living together, chayishus, then there wouldn't be a concern of dam chimut. Dagum Rav Avadya Hilchos Geirus in Simon Reis Samach Tes is mekel that there's no concern of dam chimud by a ger v'giyorish in his gari yachad. You have two non-Jews who are, let's say, married as non-Jews, and now they convert together. So one issue to address is avchana. So you require a 90-day waiting period, 90-day separation. Fine. But beyond that, what about Shiva Nikiyam? So beyond Havchana, is there a din of Dam Chiva Tavuli Nase? The Dogma of Vav assumes no, given that there was never a point at which the relationship was compromised, even if there is a requirement of Havchana, but they know they're going to get back together. So that doesn't create Dam Chiva. This is a Dogma of Vav in Yerodea.
I see, but it's comparable to the case that, like, they're getting divorced, but then they get remarried, and if she knows for sure, then...
Right, correct, good. the Dog of Rav was talking about a case where you have two non-Jews who are married and converting together. What about a case where you have a Jew who's living with a non-Jewish partner and the non-Jewish partner is now converting? So Rav Ozner has a tshuva, Chelek Yud, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Chelek Yud, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. Because it's Dog Lim Ravava. And he assumes in this case also you could be Mekel as well. That if Lamaisa, these people were living together before, then there's no new Chimud just because she is Megayer. Marsham seems to say that as well. Jewish Marsham. Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Dalid. Jewish Marsham Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Dalid. Yeah, Aaron? Rav Avadia presumably be Machmir. Unless you argue.
There's even more of a reason to say that there's less chimud because they were living together as a
right.
husband and wife.
And here they're also living together as a husband and wife.
Yeah. So it's the same. I mean,
right, presumably it would be the same. Even though the Dog Lim Ravava here is Mekel, so when you distinguish... So there's another consideration where you may there may be reason to distinguish between Rav Avadia's case and the Rav Avadia's case in this case. That's pointed out by the Sefer Geiris Kol Chasa. Geiris Kol Chasa is written by one of the members of Rav Avadia's Beis Din. I think we have a copy behind Yosef over there. The Geiris Kol Chasa writes in the back section, Simen Kaf Aleph, and the Mishnah Sager writes this as well, also by Yosef, Menashe Klein's son. The Mishnah Sager is in Perek Tes Ar Lamed Hey, Perek Tes Ar Lamed Hey, based on a sefer, his Oruth Tshuva. That was a concern, so we noted last time, maybe Machlokas Rishonim. Is the concern of Dam Chimud only that you saw the Dav at the time of Tviyah, which is what the Rashba sounds like? Or is the concern a protracted concern that maybe there's going to be Dam even during the period leading up to the wedding, even during the 7 days plus? So if the concern is, I'll leave it to Rashba, only that maybe there's a little bit of Dam, Bishas Tviyah, so argues the Hisarvah Tshuva here, the Tviyah is at the time that she was still not Jewish. That's when they decided they're going to get married. So that time, she's a nochris. So then we're not concerned about her dam anyway. The Geiris Kol Chasa there quotes that Rav Elyashiv was Mekel on the Shaila. But I just saw it today, Rabbi Morgenstern's volume 2, he prints an actual letter from Rav Elyashiv on this topic. He understands Rav Elyashiv as being at Machmer Lisa Chachila, even though from the letter, it's not so clear that that's the bottom line. This is printed Chelik Beis of Piskei Das, page 457. Letter from Rav Elyashiv, Kaf Gimel Iyar Tafshin Lamaches, 1978. Kvod Yedidi Rav Agod Moshe Yitzchak Weissman Shlita, who is Baal Mechaber of the Sefer Tzitzis Shabbos that we used last year a lot, about Ervin in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Baal of the author of the Medrash says. So he writes to Rabbi Weissman, most of the tshuva is about, are we concerned, Bechlau, of the tuma of a gioris when she's megayer. As mina Torah, there's no tumas nida or any tuma for nachim. However, there's a din derabanan that there are certain tumas kizav that we apply to a nachri that may apply to women also. So maybe there's some residual tuma that she has because she's an achrius, and if that tuma carries over once she converts, does it feel Lashen Geiris remove that tuma? So he has an arichus on that issue, the sugya in Pesachim Tzadi Beis, Machloket Beisham Beisilel, Gerishin Sky Ber Pesach, Tov of Achal Piskol, the Arab according to Beisham Beisilel says, Ha Parish Min Orlok, a Parish Min Kever. So maybe a Parish Min Orlok, a Parish Min Kever applies to women also on some level. And maybe she needs to do something to remove that tuma as well. So in the end, we seem to be makel on that issue. And then in the end of the tshuva, he addresses the din of tabuli nasei. So do we say that we're concerned that at the moment till she converts, it's nothing? Now that she converts and they're going to get married, there's a tabuli nasei. Is can you have a situation where a woman's going to convert and they're going to do the chuppah v'kiddushin immediately after the geirus? Maybe you'll say that since Gerushin is Karaki Katan Shinola Dami, so even though they made all the arrangements before the Gerus, once she's Megaya, the clock starts again. And then the Chimud is Chozer Veneir. And then you have to count Shivan Akiyim after the Gerus. He acknowledges that the Nod Behud and Daglam Rivava seems to say otherwise, by Gerushin is Kayav Ishta Vimo, that aside from Afchana, there's no need for an additional Shivan Akiyim for Dam Chimur. Vitzarachiyim. Ve'ein kan makam harach yoser. So, it doesn't sound like from this letter that Rav Yashiv is Machriya definitively. But the way he quotes it in the text, Rabbi Morgenstern, is Lichachila. A Gioris should be concerned about Shivan Akiyim for Dam Chimud after she converts. Gioris is Kaya Kakadim Shinola Dami. But when he discusses with Rav Yashiv in person, Rav Yashiv acknowledges the Chuvas Marsham, who's Mako. And he allowed for Kulas Vishas Adchak. So Lemaisa here, we're makel on this shaila generally, that we would allow a chuppah v'kiddushin to take place immediately after the geiris. And Rabbi Reis just told me in Chicago, he's machmir l'chachila. Rabbi Reis has an article on this printed in a called Tzvi Anida. So he's koshesh l'chumra that once a woman converts, there's a new chimud for nisuin. So in Chicago, they're machmir this l'chachila. Yeah.
All right, so explain again why there's a new down chila when she does gears.
The clock starts again. Gears is kind of got the shenola dummy. So even if they had made arrangements beforehand to get married, she's a new person. New person, there's new chila. And beforehand, it wasn't shy at that nisuin. It's whatever arrangements they made, she's mechusar geirus, so it's not shy to talk about nisuin until she converts. Okay. So at what point, the Mechaber told us in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis, Lemaisa, we count 7 days, and we require at least minimum bedikos during the 7 days. L'chachila, the Rama says, you require bedikos every day. When do we start counting these days? So, Pashas Lashon Gemara would sound like Tavuli Nasei. So whenever they begin to talk about getting married and she agrees, so at that point, you count 7 days, even if they're going to get married way down the road. If you count 7 days, and then you're home free. From when? From the point that they agree to get married. What's the point that they agree to get married? So that we discussed last year in our Isha Shirim, that's probably what the Gemara in Kedushin refers to as Shiduchin. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Yubeis and Beis, Rav Mangid Amande Mekadosh Velo Shiduchin. One of the things Rav didn't like was people that get married without Shiduchin. What are Shiduchin? What does that mean? Below Shiduchin. So traditionally, we assumed that the Shtar Tanaim is considered Shiduchin. When used to be that people would sign a Shtar Tanaim way before a wedding. That was the agreement that the wedding would take place. In the traditional Nachlas Shiva Nusach of the Shtar Tanaim. And that presumably is the Shiduchin that we're talking about. So I think I mentioned last time, or last year when we discussed this, Rabbi Blythe pointed out nowadays it could be getting a marriage license is considered Shiduchin, or signing the contract with the caterer is considered Shiduchin, doing something that solidifies or concretizes the fact that the marriage is scheduled to take place. However, the Rishonim don't really take this approach, Lemaisa. If you look, for example, in the Rashba, so even though the Rashba is of the opinion that the Ikar Chimud is at the time of the Tviya, not afterwards, so at the moment that they come to terms, they agree to get married, that's when we're worried about maybe there's a Tivas Amka Chardal, but not afterwards. So you would have expected, maybe according to the Rashba, that Tavuli Nasei today, Shivanakiyam, even if you're going to get married 3 months from now. But that's not quite what the Rashba says. Rashba writes, both in Torah Sabai, Sa'aruch, and Afei, and the Chidushim here, Samach Vav, Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel, or Bemse Dibur, the Ode. So Rashba here, I'll quote it from the Chidushim, writes the following, Dibur Maskel, the Ode. Mikol Mokom, Yesh La'ayin, Me'ema Simon in La, when do we start counting from? The Chi Im Tavu Linasei, La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, Monin La Miyom Zeh. So are you going to tell me they come to terms now, they're going to get married a year from now? So you start counting now, even if they're going to get married a year from now? Shemelo Amru Ela Misha'a Shem Taknin La Tzarchi Chupa. No. Maybe it's only from the time that they start preparing the actual Tzarchi Chupa. That at the moment that they start preparing for the wedding, the meal, the actual logistics, putting together the food and the whatever they need. So that's when there's a heightened chimud, and that's when we're concerned about dam chimud. So even if they come to terms now, they're only going to get married a year from now, so then when they start preparing the wedding, a week before the wedding, that's when we're concerned about dam chimud. That's what the Mechaber writes, Sif Beis, based on this Rashba. Shivas Yamim Halalu Monin Osam Misha Shehisa Meches Bedaita, from the time that she agrees to get married, Umachina Atma L'chuppah, and prepares herself for the chuppah, Af Bishal Neskashadayin, even though there's no, they haven't yet done Kiddushin. So that is when this din applies. That's when you count these 7 days.
Doesn't that sound like
it's earlier time than the Rashba? Mishashi Samechas Bedaita Mechina Atzma L'chuppah. So what's Mechina Atzma L'chuppah? Take a look at the Taz here. Sifkatan Gimel. He quotes this Rashba. And he says, so whenever these preparations are made, whenever she's mechina atzma l'chuppah, so then you count shivan akim, even if the chuppah will be sometime later. So usually the mechina atzma l'chuppah isn't going to be a full year before. It'll be some amount of time, before the actual chasana. So at that point, when she's mechina atzma l'chuppah, you start counting shivan akim, and then however much time elapses until the wedding doesn't concern us. The Ritva writes away as well, and the Ritva Dibur Maskel Amarava adds Ritvadi Rasul Amarava. The Ain't Sarich Lahatmir Yoser, Shim Tomar Samuch Libia Chazaris and Mischamedes, in Kain Ain Ladarvisav. So you don't have to be concerned. Let's say the Machina Atma Lachub is a month before the wedding. So you can't your Shivanakiyim. So don't be concerned that maybe in the next 3 weeks there's going to be more Dam Chimud. Because if we are concerned about recurring Dam Chimud, then in a sense, Ein L'Davrisof, then you have to be worried every moment. And even if you did a bedika the day before the wedding, so you have to be worried during the wedding. So to some extent, Ein L'Davrisof. Now the Torah Sashlamim here in Sifkata and Dalid quotes from the Rashba in the Mishmeres Havayis. The Rashba's Mishmeres Havayis is his response to the Ra'az Bedek Havayis, which was his response to the Rashba's Torah Havayis. So the Rashba writes in the Mishmeres Havayis, I'm just reading it for the Torah Sashlamim here, Uminag Shel Yisrael Torahi, Ubechol Mikomosenu, Hinhigu lahachin su'uda v'simcha Shabbos lifnei ha-Shabbos nisuin. So they would prepare, the meaning was to prepare the food for the wedding a week before the Shabbos of the wedding. V'zu mikri tviya. Right, so if they got married on Erev Shabbos, let's say, so they would start preparing for that wedding a week before, and that's the Melchina Atzma L'chuppa, that's the Tevia, which triggers the count of Shiva Nekiyam. Okay, so that's the Shita of, seems to be the Shita of the Mechaber, based on the Rashba, that at the point of Melchina Atzma L'chuppa, which theoretically could be well before the wedding, according to the Rashba and Mishmar Sabayis, it sounds like the minute was it was right before the wedding, but in theory, didn't have to be. So at that point, the Shiva Nekiyam are triggered. But once you finish those Shiva Nekiyam, you don't have to be concerned if there's a lapse between the end of those Shiva Nekiyam and the date of the wedding. Okay? The Ramah has a different position. The Ramah is based on Mordechai, based on a Gos Maimini. Gos Maimini is Perek Aleph Halacha Osei, sorry. Perek Aleph Osei. So these Rishonim assume that the Shiva Nekiyam have to be much more proximate to the chuppah and to the de'ilas mitzvah, along the lines of what we saw in the Rush, that the closer you get to the wedding, the more heightened the concern is of dam chibush. Let's read the Ramah together. V'yesh lismo chatvila samuch l'de'ilas mitzvah b'chol mad efshar. So you should have the tvila as close to the de'ilas mitzvah as possible. The hamit, okay. The haminag litbal hakala lel revi. The minag was to go to the mikvah lel revi, which means Tuesday night. Af al pi shaloti bayel kodem Moshe Shabbos. Even though the bias mitzvah won't be till Moshe Shabbos, because their minag was to have chasanos and erev Shabbos. And apparently the minag was in some places, even though meikar din, we assume that Bilas Mitzvah is mutter on Friday night, but some people were machmir not to do Bilas Mitzvah on Friday night because of concerns of Chabura, so they would postpone the Bilas Mitzvah to Moshe Shabbos. So, under those circumstances, the minhag was, even though the Bilas Mitzvah wouldn't be until Moshe Shabbos, they would still go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. That seems to be based on the fact that originally the Sula Nisei's Yom HaRevi. So originally, women would get married on Yom Revi, so they go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. So somehow this is a holdover from that. So even though Bila Smith is not going to be until Moshe Shabbos, you would go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. 4 days earlier. 96 hours earlier. Aval Ein Laharka Katvila Min Abila Yosef Bisa. But you shouldn't wait more than 4 days. What happens if you do? V'im lo tibal b'motzei Shabbos. And if it's going to be more than 4 days, then yesh lo liv dog asma b'chol yom ad bilas mitzvah. So if there's going to be more than 4 days lapse, then you should do bedikos in the interim. Because if you had your Shiva Nekiyim that ended on Tuesday, you went to the mikveh Tuesday night, and there's going to be a lag of more than 4 days before the bilas mitzvah, so then you should do bedikos in the interim. V'davka l'chachila, aval b'di'eved eila hachmer imbaka rak pam achas tosai. B'di'eved, as long as you didn't have a lapse of 7 days without any bedikos, that's okay.
This might be a point we said earlier, but it's all based off whether you have the bilas mitzvah and not about the marriage.
The Rama is assuming that the concern of Dam Chimud is more related to Chimud Bia than Chimud Nisuin,
right.
Or at least we're concerned about Chimud Bia as well. So then the point of bilas mitzvah is critical.
Okay.
Right. So this is partially, if you look at the Hagos Maimini, the Hagos Maimini writes, so we just quoted Perek Yud Aleph Osei, that if the Shiva Nekiyim end any amount of time before the wedding, then you have to do, even sounds like within 4 days of the wedding, you have to do Bedika every day until the Bias Mitzvah. There goes Maimini. That seems to be the position of Tosfos and Yuma as well. Tosfos and Yuma, Daf Yuches Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil V'Amar Rava. Tosfos there writes, Yuches Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil V'Amar Rava. V'Nira, Deheicha D'Tavu Linasei, V'Yashva Shiva Nekiyim, V'Chol Osam Shiva Baka Shachas Arvis. So where there's a tabuli nasei and you can't shiv nekiyim and you do all the bedikos, the tablet, she went to the mikvah, v'lo nivela, but she didn't have bias mitzvah yet. Tzricha livdok b'chol yom v'yom. Then until you have bias mitzvah, you have to do bedika every day. Dila ola misha tabuli nasei ikal l'sfuke dilma chaz yamach maschimut ad shetibal hilkach b'inan shiv nekiyim samach l'bilas mitzvah. That's why it's preferable to have the Shiva Nekiyim right before the Bias Mitzvah, so you don't have any lag. If you did have a lag, Tosfos says even a minimal lag, you still have to do Bedika every day. But the Rama doesn't sound like that. The Rama seems to be saying that if there's a lag of more than 4 days, then you would have to do Bedikas. If it's less than 4 days, there's no need for Bedikas. 1 second. Chachmas Adam is Machmir. Chachmas Adam Simim Kuf Tesvav Os Gimel assumes that even if it's less than 4 days, you should at least l'chachila have a bedika every day. And the Sidre Tara here in Sifkat and Ches quotes this from the Bach as well. So the Rama, strictly speaking, doesn't require bedikos for up to 4 days, and some later achronim are machmir. Yeah, Oren.
According to the Rama, so let's say it was 6 days later, you'd only have to start doing the bedikas from day five and up, day four, whatever. Day five.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So the first 4 days are automatically scot free, and then from whatever amount past that would have to. Okay.
Correct.
It's not a din like once it's 10 days later, you need to be every day was 10 days.
I mean, if you know Meirosh, then
yeah.
It's going to be that long. Not sure. Sounds like that, but I'm not sure.
Could read Yesh Talib Dok Atzma Foyu might be listening to us even from the beginning. I don't know why that would be also.
Right.
If you could.
Mm-hmm. But let's say 7 days did pass without a bedika, so the Sidrei Torah assumes here in Sifkat and Tess that if more than 7 days passes before the Bi'ur Rishon without a bedika, then you have to start Shiva Nikim again. Rabbi Ullah thought maybe there's what to be made about Bidi'evit in that case as well.
Do you think we could
apostle like the Ramah? So we do apostle like the Ramah. The tefillah should be within 4 days. Some poskim say, I'm working here close to the Yashu was saying this, some poskim say, I think this is maybe even be the more standard approach in the world at large, that you should lechachila try to have a kala go to the mikvah within 1 day of the wedding, the night before. Rabbi Willi thinks that you don't have to make cheshbonos, that the minhag of the Ramah, the minhag established is within 4 days, so you don't have to think twice about going within 4 days of the wedding. But what happens if there's a postponement? So the Tazir and Sifkatan Vav, the Shach and Sifkatan Vav as well. So if you have a situation where the wedding's pushed off because they haven't come to terms, there's some issue with the dowry, and the wedding is temporarily on hold, but they assume that they'll work things out quickly. So maybe there's no new tviya. If everyone agrees they were pushing off the wedding period, so then when the wedding's back on, then you'd have to start the clock again. Taz discusses here what happens if the chassan's late because of ones. So you'd have to start the clock again because maybe he's not going to come back. Kol drachim b'cheska sakana. And once you know that he is coming back, there's a new chimur. And the shach and sifkat d'zayin is makel that no, you can be told about ones and assume that there's no negative intent. And that's the Badi Shulchan writes here, Be'urim, page Reish Lamaches. And that's the Achras HaPoskim, like the Shach, that if there's a clear onus that prevents the Chassan from arriving, but you know that he had every intention to come, then we could be Mekel.
Taz thinks
you should be machmir. Call it drachim lecheska sakana, and there's no guarantee he's going to make it. And when you find out that he does make it, there's a new chima. There's a Piskei Tshuva here in Sukkot and Aleph that we discussed before, what's considered Shiduchin and Tavuli Nasei, and that traditionally Shiduchin is assumed to be the Tanayim. So he quotes in the Chamudi Daniel, in the middle of Sukkot and Aleph of the Piskei Tshuva, Kosev Sefer Chamudi Daniel, Ksav Yad, Dibelo Ksivas HaTanayim Lo Mahani Shivanakim. That without the Tanayim, Shiva Nikim don't help. You have to count again. That before the Tanayim, there's no Tavuli Nasei. You have to have the Tanayim in order to affect tavuli nase. In order to trigger tavuli nase. Without the tanaim, there's no tavuli nase.
So we clearly don't hold like that, right?
So we don't have tanaim.
We have time for the wedding.
So that's our real tanaim.
There's a new tanaim.
I'm sorry?
A new tanaim, then you require...
A new tanaim, we're not real tanaim. We use emotions tanaim, which aren't real tanaim. So, so it could be where there are tanaim, if you're in a society where there are tanaim, so there's no tavuli nase until you sign the tanaim.
That seems to
say. Rabbi Bleich had another ha'ara, which is, so if he's correct, we're talking about the tanaim. What in the tanaim triggers the tavuli nase? Because the, classically, by a tanaim, there's no kabbalas kinyan mitzad hakala. So in order to have tavuli nase, you need the buy-in of the kala. So the tanaim is usually signed without the kala's participation, without any kabbalah's kinyan. So how does that trigger tavuli nase?
Doesn't someone represent the kala usually?
That doesn't help. The tanaim is an agreement between the aviyah chasam and the aviyah kala. But the aviyah kala can't... That shouldn't trigger a tavuli nase for the kala. Tavuli nase is where the kala comes to terms that she's getting married. So if it's done without her, okay. But be that as it may, if you look at the Chamudi Daniel itself, we now have a printed Chamudi Daniel, and I don't think he says that in this edition. Yosei Luor Lurishoda Miksav Yad. When was this published? 2012.
Who was the Chamudi?
Chamudi Daniel was Reb Daniel Meharona. Died 1807. That's not my Bikias, it says that on the library note here. So the Chamudi Daniel, in the Chamudi Daniel, writes as follows. Isha shetavuli nase, v'nispashru al kol ha'dvarim, so they came to terms, v'lo haya b'neim shum sichsach ba'olam, there are no disagreements, v'rotsu lichtov tanaim tekah, so they want to cut to the chase and write the tanaim, v'lasas chasen b'osa shavua, and they're not wasting any time, they want to have the wedding within a week, v'paska b'tara, so she does a hefsek tara, v'ocher kach machmas eza siba, and for whatever reason, for example, the sofer didn't have time to write the tanaim that day, or in our parlance, the printer was out of toner. So they agreed that they'll let the sofer write the tanaim tomorrow because he didn't have time today. Or it was too late and the stable's closed already. Nira, the timna hazai nekiyim yom shapaska b'tara. So she's allowed to count the Shivan Akiyam from today when she did the Hefsek Tara. The lower minan, the Kozman, she lokos about Tanam, lo samcha daita. We don't say that just because they didn't sign the Tanam yet, there's no smichas das. Even if they're going to sign the Tanam tomorrow, if they already came to terms and there are no disagreements, that's tabuli nase. So this sounds like you don't need the Tanam. Now, it could be that, in general, the Tanayim are reflective of the fact that they came to terms. And before, what he means, or the Piskei Tshuva citation should mean, is that before they come to terms to agree to the wedding, there's no tavuli nase. But it doesn't sound like the Tanayim in and of itself is the trigger. So I don't know what version of the Chamudi Daniel or what Ksav Yad he had access to, or if our Ksav Yad is different than what he had, or if he saw from a cliché and something got lost in translation, but whatever this nice new printing of the Chamudi Daniel is, doesn't seem to reflect the citation of the Piskei Tshuva. Yeah.
I think I missed the clarification before. So, for example, if a woman is getting married on a Sunday and she goes to mikvah like Friday, like we're like said, 4 days is fine.
Right.
So, do we recommend doing a bedikah on Shabbos and Sunday?
So the Rama seems to say no. And some other...
The
Chachmas Adam and the Bach say yes.
So
some of the...
Says something the modern, contemporary
Poskim. What contemporary Poskim say? Yesh v'yesh. Rabbi Willick says no. Put a C chord here. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes yes. And he's of the opinion that l'chachila should be the day before, should be within a day. If it's more, so he quotes Rabbi Valyasha with Machmir that you should do bidikos like l'chach masada. I'm pretty sure the Baal Shulchan is Machmir as well, although I don't remember 100%, so you have to check. Okay, next time we'll talk about Chuppas Nida, and that's the last sefer in Sefer Tzadik Beis, the din of what Harchakos and Isur Yichud apply by Chuppas Nida are the same as what applies to a woman who gets married and didn't count the Shiva Nikiyim of Tabuli Nase. So that's the segue to the Din of Chuppas Nida here.